Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This from FS1's Jason McIntyre, who I believe is Colin Cowherd's ward. I think he lives with Colin Cowherd like Sidney Crosby did with Mario Lemieux for all those years.
Yeah, he's awful.
That's not very nice.
I don't care. He's terrible. But go ahead.
Do you mind?
Good.
Just real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's very good either.
No, he's terrible.
He said, if we're being honest, the MVP for the Steelers is luck. They got lucky that the Jets fumbled that kickoff when the Jets were dominating that game. They got lucky that the Patriots had 5 turnovers. They got lucky to face Carson Wentz. Here are the quarterbacks the Steelers have beaten. Justin Fields, they lost to Sam Darnold. They beat second-year quarterback Drake May, and they beat Carson Wentz. Are the Steelers more lucky or good?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I mean, I feel like that they had some bad luck too, though. That's a bad luck with Caleb Johnson. The whole tip pass with Calvin Austin and Pat Freiermuth in the end zone. I mean, they have bad luck. They have good luck. I mean, they create turnovers. Is that good luck? Is that bad luck? Or is that being in the right spot? Like, I feel like it's a little bit of both. I feel like that they can do things well and have done things well enough and appropriate enough to win football games. But also, the ball bounces your way sometimes. That's sports.
And that's the NFL, man.
Right, that's the NFL. Like,
you either win or you lose. Most of the games are going to come down to one score. The Steelers have won a bajillion one-score games the last 5 years. The Steelers' defense has forced a ton of turnovers the last 5 years. The Steelers have had a positive turnover differential, a significant one, the last 5 years. In a vacuum, yeah, you're not going to get 5 turnovers every week like you did against New England, but they work on it, and they're as good as any team in the league at doing it. They're as good as any team in the league have been the last 5 years at protecting the football. Those aren't fluky things to me. And when you win a majority of one-score games that you play when the league's going to win 50% of them, it's not a fluke. Like, it's one thing if 1 year you go 8-2 in one-score games, and the next year you go 5-6, and then the next year it goes up and down like a seesaw teeter-totter. That's not what it is. The Steelers win one-score games under Mike Tomlin. They just do. And you have to give Mike Tomlin credit for that. But is it lucky that you play Carson Wentz? Look at quarterback play all around the NFL.
Is it lucky that Mendenhall fumbled and Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl?
Right.
Is it lucky that Ben Roethlisberger clipped the cleat of the Colts player and they end up winning the Super Bowl that year?
It was lucky he got stabbed the night before by his girlfriend.
Like, that's ball. Like, is it lucky that Santonio Holmes got his feet down?
Right.
Like, what are we talking about?
What was it lucky they played the Cardinals, a 9-7 team in the Super Bowl? Is it lucky that Kenneth Gainwell forced that fumble?
Not really. Right.
No, he went down, he made a damn play. And I'll zoom back in a little bit more. The Steelers' defense has had 52 pressures the last 2 weeks. Guess what happens when you have 52 pressures? You're going to take the football away, and you're going to win football games. That's how the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That's how the Giants in 2007 beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You get pressure on the quarterback. I don't care what quarterback it is. I don't care if it's Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if it's Joe Burrow. I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers in his prime. You got a chance to win the football game. And if the Steelers can be the team that they've been the last 2 weeks defensively, it hasn't been perfect.
Yeah.
But particularly when it comes to rushing the passer, then no, it's not lucky. No, it's not a fluke. Now you got to keep doing it. It's been 4 games. You got to be consistent. But since Nick Herbig entered the lineup, and since Derek Harmon's been back, does the pass rush not look the way we thought the pass rush would look?
Yes.
So, yeah, there's always, always, always luck. We did a segment on this a couple of weeks ago, like the Penguins winning their championships, and there's always luck that's a part of it.
Yeah, every game. I mean, if you want to look at it out of that lens, sure. But is it creative luck? Maybe too. Like, I mean, that's just playing football.
Right.
I wouldn't say a team is lucky.
No, they have looked the last 2 weeks defensively the way that we all expected them to look. It took them a little bit to warm up to it. And they've dealt with injuries too. That's the other thing. Jalen Ramsey's now going to be out. You didn't have your starting running back against the Vikings. They don't mention that. The edge rusher that you paid on the other side of TJ Watt, he hasn't played now.
They haven't had their starting corner. They haven't had their starting corner.
They haven't had JPJ all season. So, yeah, you're right. You can say, well, all this lucky crap. They're banged up as much as anybody not named Baltimore. Now, they're not banged up at the most important position, which is important. But I don't think that they've necessarily been lucky. Doesn't mean I think they're a Super Bowl contender. They got to show me more to believe that. This pass rush needs to show up every single week for me to think that they can even be an AFC contender. But are they a bad football team? No. I don't think they're a bad football team.
Were the Eagles lucky that the Detroit Lions got injured and didn't make a push in the playoffs last year?
No one mentions that. That was the other. Those are the two teams in that conference that were on par talent wise.
Yeah,
and no, you're right. No one talks about that. Like Detroit may well have won the Super Bowl last year had they been healthy. Aiden Hutchinson's out. Nobody talks about that with Philly. Look how good they are. And again, I'm not saying the Steelers are these teams, and neither are you. But they're 3-1. They've earned 3-1. Like they easily could have won the Seattle game.
Yeah.
The way that they easily could have lost the Jets game.
That's football.
That's football.
That's just football.
And are they lucky that the Patriots decided to continue to hand the ball to Ramondre Stevenson? One of the reasons why, listen, I don't think Mike Tomlin is, I think Mike Tomlin is an overrated head coach. That doesn't mean I think he's a bad head coach. But as you watch the games across the league, here's the best thing I could say about Mike Tomlin, the reason why I think he's as good as he is in one score games. There's a lot of bad coaches in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of good coaches do dumb things. We've seen it with Dan Campbell. I think Mike Vrabel's a good coach. But your dude, Ramondre Stevenson, fumbled 7 times last year. You've got a rookie on your squad that is dynamic. And you decide, no, we're not going to give him the football? It cost them the game. Like, be less dumb than the other team. And Mike Tomlin's less dumb than a lot of coaches in the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.